Let's talk about Madagascar and why people there are starving. In parts of the country, they're eating locusts, leaves, clay, or even bits of shoe leather just to survive. And what's going on in Madagascar is also something new.
Madagascar right now is the only place in the world to be affected by famine-like conditions because of climate change.
Southern Madagascar has barely had any rain in the last 5 years. Rivers have dried up, there's not enough water to drink, let alone to grow food. So why is climate change affecting Madagascar so badly? Why are so many people going hungry? And is this kind of thing about to get much more common? Madagascar is a big island off the east coast of Africa and is one of the poorest countries in the world. On average, people there earn just over a dollar a day. And right now, there's a drought in the south, the worst in 40 years. Just look at this satellite image. It uses infrared technology to show whether vegetation is healthy. Basically, the darker the brown, the worse it is. And there's a lot of dark brown. Almost everyone there relies on growing their own food. So this drought is devastating.
You meet families, mothers especially, who have very, very small children. Some have up to 4, 5, 6 children. Tiny children, skeleton children, bones and you know, very little flesh. Children with very protruding bellies who, you know, are almost comatose because they don't have energy.
More than a million people in southern Madagascar are what the UN calls food insecure. That means they can't get enough nutritious food to eat. And out of those, around 14,000 are in what's called phase 5, the catastrophe stage. That's when people start dying of starvation or malnutrition and disease. And that number is expected to double by October because no one's sure the rain's going to come. And Madagascar is heading into what's known as lean season.
That's the period between planting and harvesting. And you can imagine for a farmer, this is super critical because this is the period now where it's almost, you know, make or break, live or die.
October is soon. And if we don't have a rain again on November, like the next year will be even worse.
So how did Madagascar end up here? Well, there are lots of reasons. For decades, the governments have been pretty unstable and the country ranks near the bottom in a lot of important categories, whether it's income, corruption, or what the World Bank calls human capital. Basically, whether a country invests in things like education and health. That's the baseline. Then you add COVID-19, the complications that brings, and then there's climate change. So we know that greenhouse gas emissions are leading to more extreme weather. That was one of the big conclusions in a recent report by the IPCC, the world's top climate scientists. And when it comes to Madagascar, there are really two things going on, one on land, one at sea. Let's start on land. Southern Madagascar is already pretty dry, but the last 6 years have been exceptionally warm. When the air is warmer, the molecules move further apart and the air can hold more water vapor, which means it can suck up more moisture from the land. So if the land is already dry because of a lack of rain, warmer air makes it all worse. It's like the atmosphere is thirstier. Now what's happening in the sea is that global warming is creating pockets of water that are exceptionally warm. That changes the wind patterns and leads to more rain in those areas.
Climate change made the eastern Pacific, you know, much, much warmer in 2015-16, which produced a massive drought all across southern Africa and in southern Madagascar. And that was the kind of beginning of this drought season.
Everyone knows that there's a change. It's getting drier and drier.
It basically is people living on the front line of climate change, because they've had no rain, no decent water, that they are now absolutely living in the most, you know, the most minimum of conditions. They have nothing.
This is what environmentalists mean when they talk about climate justice. Madagascar produces just 0.01% of all global carbon emissions. But look what's happening.
There are people who have done nothing to contribute to climate change, and yet they're bearing the brunt of something that's actually, you know, having a, you know, a colossal impact on their lives.
One of the things that wealthier nations can do is to work, you know, with these insecure nations proactively to develop ways to manage weather and climate risk.
That issue is going to be on the table at COP26, the major UN climate summit that's happening in November.
We need to go to the root of the climate crisis, and we need to treat it as a crisis. And unless the people in power are willing to do that now in COP, then it will just continue like now.
It's no longer a matter of, debating whether action had to be taken now, in 5 years' time or 10 years' time. It's a matter of taking action at the moment, right now.
I think we all share this experience of like, holy moly, this has gotten a lot worse really fast. But unless, you know, we mitigate and reduce emissions really quickly, we're going to see more of the same in the very near future.
Right now in Madagascar, humanitarian groups are working hard to get food to the people who need it most. But the bigger questions aren't going away, like how we make sure millions more don't starve because of what we're doing to the planet. If you're interested in the debate about how to protect the environment, check out our recent Start Here episode on Ecocide. And be sure to subscribe to Al Jazeera so you don't miss our new episodes. And if there's a topic you think we should be covering, let us know in the comments.